When Tchaikovsky debuted the Nutcracker in St. Petersburg, Russia in 1892, it was not successful.
That's right. You have to understand, until Tchaikovsky came along, ballet music was just ballet music. It wasn't appreciated for its own good. And Tchaikovsky, I think, single-handedly did that.
That's San Antonio Symphony's associate conductor, Akiko Fujimoto. She's conducting the now iconic production at the Majestic Theater Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays for much of December. We have details at tpr.org.
The week after Thanksgiving, we also have student shows, so reduced 45-minute versions of the Nutcracker. So if the 2 hours is too much for your little ones, you can always come to those morning shows.
The music is only half the program, though. There's also the dancing.
Ballet San Antonio always comes up with fresh approach to this holiday favorite. There will be some new choreography, and then there will be some oldies but goodies, like the acrobatics from the children, the gymnasts, which is always, it steals the show, really, in the second half.
The Nutcracker has become indelibly a part of many Americans' holiday entertainment plans, but not so elsewhere.
And in Europe, they don't play it every Christmas like we do here, so it's only in America, I think, that it became the holiday staple.
So it's still thrilling for you?
Oh, absolutely. It is great music.
For more on the Nutcracker and other arts and culture news, go to tpr.org. Jack Morgan reporting for Texas Public Radio News.